Welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks a lot, Mark, and thank you for checking out this podcast at HoustonTexans.com. I'm Drew Doherty. Today's Wednesday, November 4th, and head coach Gary Kubiak and the Texans practiced outside at the Methodist Training Center, and afterwards, the head coach answered numerous questions about the status of his ball club.
Gary, could you tell us about your tight end situation and how you do that?
Well, obviously, you know, we got two going into the game, you know, Anthony and Joe, Mark. So, I mean, we got plenty of guys to go do what we do. You know, we're just not as deep. Normally we carry three on game day. So, you know, that's the way we'll work. And we've got, you know, Butler can work at some tight end in some various situations for us as a player. So just some adjustments on our part, but it's not going to change what we're doing.
How do you do the running back situation?
I'm going to work them all. You know, I'll make a decision at the end of the week, but I'm going to work them all. I'll play them all. We'll need them all to win. So no hurry right there.
Did we sign a guy today, Gary?
We activated Jesse Nady yesterday in OD spot. We need him for special teams. Then we have two practice squad players, Freeman from Ohio State, the linebacker, and the tight end. I'm at a loss for names right now. Who's the tight end, Tony? It's from Mississippi State. I know that. Sherrod. Yeah, Desmond Sherrod. Okay.
Does it matter to you, are you concerned about who you designate as a starter at running back? Is that the psychological thing that
No, it doesn't matter to me. I mean, they know they're all going to play, Tim, and they know that they're all going to be a part of what we're doing. So I just think we keep working them, and obviously Ryan earned some time on the football field the way he played. But we got to get all three of them ready to play because that's the way we go about our business.
The way he holds the football when he runs.
Who's that?
Is that Ryan? Is that the kind of thing you show to Steve and hit Steve? How high?
Well, I mean, yeah, we've got Steve with it high and tight. I mean, we've been working on that, but obviously we got to get higher and tighter. So, that's just, I mean, like I said, that's part of his job, and Steve's working hard, and we'll need Steve to win this game.
What did the 49ers do against the Colts?
You're talking about defensively? Well, they changed things up a lot. They were actually got to him more than any. You know, he had two sacks. There was two sacks against Peyton going into the game, and I think San Francisco got three in that day. So, obviously, they got some pressure and held them to some field goals. So, you know, you're not going to stop them. You hope to slow them down and make a few plays in the games that are a difference, and we understand that. So, got a lot of preparation to do to get ready to play them.
How big is the confidence factor of this team right now? I mean, you have three out of four possessions, you turn the ball over and you give up 10 points.
Well, that's huge, Tim. I mean, we would never won a game like that around here in the past. And so it talks about the maturity and the direction that we're heading. They knew at halftime they should win that game, and they went out and did that. Now, at the same time, I see a lot of maturity today because there's not a lot of smiles today. They know what they're facing this weekend. They were very tuned in to practice and their challenge as a football team. I like the way they work today.
Speaking of challenges, Mathis and Freeman, the issues that can cause you.
Yeah, I mean, Mark, you know, you go in there and they're very difficult to block if we play here. But when you go in there, it makes it even tougher because the noise and them getting off the ball. So yeah, I told the guys this morning, everybody understand when we decide to throw it how quick it's got to get gone. And, you know, that's a point of emphasis all week.
One of them's coming off the edge and has a shot at Matt. Reach back to one.
Well, you know what? They're going to all have to do it, John. So I want them all to be able to do it.
Gary, is this most important game, you think, since you've taken over here?
Well, it's obviously a big, big game in a division. You know, they're, one of two teams that are undefeated in the league. I hope we play a lot of big games. So we're not going to treat it any different. Obviously, it's fun starting this back half with this type of football game, and we're looking forward to it as a team.
What have you talked to Drayson about?
I told him in front of the team this morning, we're not going to try to replace everything OD did with one player. We're going to replace it with everybody. So just get in there and do his job. We got a lot of confidence in him, and I know he will.
When Joel's been in there and you throw the ball to him, he catches it. So what makes Owen special?
He's reached another level, Tim, as a player in this league, beating man coverage on the line of scrimmage. The respect he gets from a coverage standpoint, what we see. We could see something different this week than we normally see because of Owen not being in the game. So it'll be an adjustment period for us as an offense in general and a staff.
Can you talk about a guy like Drayson, where he's come from?
Well, you know what? He and Moat's a lot alike. I mean, there's a lot of guys in this league that are drafted at a decent level. I don't know what Joe was, but I know Moat's was somewhat high. And it doesn't work out. People tell you no. And you know, some guys that no is no for good, and for some other guys they still want to try to do it, and they know they can play, and they're two players that have gotten a second chance and taken advantage of it.
Against the Colts, do you feel like y'all kind of close the gap between yourself and Indianapolis in the time that you've been here?
Well, I mean, the only gap you close is when you beat them, you know. But we played them tough last year, but they made the plays in crunch time at the end of the game. If you want to win the AFC South in this league, you got to find a way to beat this football team. So we understand that. We know the challenge. We know how big it is. You just reminded me.
Sorry. Is it tough still getting the players across that psychological thing of, hey, we've only won once against this team?
You know, you don't just cross it by talking about it, or, you know, you cross it when you stand up that day and you're better than that team. So, you know, that can't happen until Sunday. You know, we're going to get ready to go, and I know we're going to play hard, and I know our guys will be excited to go in there and play, but we understand what type of effort it will take.
Have you seen a different attitude in your defense as they improve and the things they've done this year, like especially in the last five games?
They're gaining a lot of confidence, if that's what you're asking me. Obviously, when they practice, when I watch their meetings every day, they're gaining a lot of confidence in themselves, a lot of confidence in Frank, you know, just and that comes from some success. So, but their challenge this week is the biggest one they've had all year.
Well, Anthony, he'll definitely be ready.
Oh, yeah, he's ready to go.
And what about, you mentioned Martinez. The place in case you're a special team is important.
Well, I got a decision to make. I activated Nading for that very reason, John, because what Jesse can do is basically replace Joel on special teams. You know, Joel not only snaps for us, he played on everything. So we need that body type, so that's where Jesse comes in. Then after that, you know, you got decisions to make. Is it a DB? Replacing him, Nick's, you know, could come up this week. So that's a tough decision for us, and that one will probably go all the way up till Sunday. Oh, yeah, Tim. He'll continue to do that. He's the best guy. Gives us the best chance to win.
How is Cushion? You had a program with him.
He practiced a little bit today. You got to remember, Brian hasn't seen this quarterback or this team, so he needed a few reps today. We didn't wear him out by any means, but he was part of practice, and we'll probably do a little bit with him tomorrow, too.
Cush?
Yeah, I know. That's something. Twice in over an 8-week span. He's a fine player, guys. He's on his way to a great, great year and, you know, a great career here. So very fortunate to have him.
Is Mario past all his shoulder problems?
Yeah, I think he's good. I mean, he's ready for that week next week. You know, it'll be good for him. But he's just, you know, feeling as good as he's felt. So there have been no setbacks. I don't think so, Tim. I think if he gets through this game clean and he's got a couple weeks before the next one, I think he could be, you know, 100%. I really do. He's not missing any time or anything. Okay.